What is the best way to treat opioid addiction? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Helen Bagdoyan, professor in the Department of Anesthesiology at the University of Tennessee, looks into this question.
Significant pain is a fundamental human condition that will always require medical management. When clinically administered, opioids such as morphine and fentanyl are standard of care for relief from significant pain. Opioid use disorder is a complex disease and a national crisis. The prevalence of this disease means that many of us now have an affected family member or friend. The U.S. Surgeon General is helping to decrease the stigma by publicly describing how this disease has impacted his own family. There are only three drugs approved for treating opioid use disorder. Two of these drugs, methadone and buprenorphine, are themselves opioids, and the third is the opioid receptor blocker naltrexone. For some patients, these drugs have the desired effect of decreasing opioid craving. However, recovery is a long and difficult process requiring an addiction specialist along with peer and family support. The major cause of opioid-related deaths is respiratory failure. For morphine and fentanyl, the higher the dose, the greater the respiratory depression. Although buprenorphine does not cause the same dose-dependent respiratory depression, we have recently discovered that buprenorphine decreases the ability of mice to vary their breathing. Respiratory variability is required to increase frequency and depth of breathing during exercise, stress, and highly emotional events. These findings in mice encourage similar studies in humans. Social and economic research describes opioid use disorder as a disease of despair. To the extent that this is accurate, the opioid crisis will be with us for many years.
That was Helen Bagdoyan of the University of Tennessee. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.